And we are live here on Facebook on Augusta Free Press. Thank you for joining us. I'm Chris Graham, and I've got Rod Mullins with me. And we talk every week about NASCAR. And this would have been a fun week, Rod, in the sense that you would have been coming back from the glow of having been in Thunder Valley with Bristol's race this weekend and a whole race weekend. It's iRacing is still a lot of fun. It's keeping us occupied for now. And you covered the race for us, the Food City Showdown at Bristol Motor Speedway, the iRacing event. And so we got the story on the website. It's still on the front page of the sports entertainment section of the website. But Rod, William Byron comes out with the win. I like the way you led the story. He flexed his cyber driving skills and experience. And so take us into this race and how things played out.
Well, I mean, hey, he flexed his muscles, if you want to call it that, because, I mean, he's raced over 1,500 races in iRacing. So I guess it was time for him to flex his muscles just a little bit more. But he went out and he dominated 114 laps out of the 150 and just really had no trouble whatsoever during the entire portion of the race. I think what was so fun about the race was we got to see some old, I guess, memories, so to speak, of the way Bristol used to be. Some of the banging, some of the slamming up against the wall. We even got a taste of Chase Elliott going airborne and coming flying down through just in air, you know, the way the car was and everything. And a lot of puns, a lot of memes have been put on Twitter this past week with Chase Elliott over that. And I think one of the quotes was, "Uh-oh, I think I'm flying," or something like that was one of the quotes. But really, this race, though, it brought back a lot of memories for me. Even though I know it was in the virtual world, it brought back a lot of memories for me. A lot of banging, a lot of rubbing, just a lot of good racing. Not your typical demolition derby, but I think what got exciting about it, it wasn't the fact that William Byron won the race. It was the fact that we saw Daniel Suarez and Kyle Larson go to timeout in iRacing because they put them in the corner. Matter of fact, they disqualified them out of the race completely. And I don't really know if Daniel Suarez is out to prove a point right now. You know, this is the second time in two races, you know, he has been disqualified or he's been pulled behind the wall and told to stay there. But definitely there were some emotions going on the virtual track on Sunday afternoon that saw Larson and Suarez get together. But I think the big thing that came out of this was Bubba Wallace just quit. He quit racing after having a run in with Clint Bowyer. He quits racing and he says, you know, I'm tired of this stuff. You know, y'all taking a video game much too seriously. And he just went on and in the meantime, lost his sponsor for that race. I mean, he had a sponsor and, you know, a lot of people said it was just a cyber world event. There's no big deal with it. But right now, the way some of these drivers are treating this, it's a gift to be able to have sponsorship like that going into a particular race. And some of these racers, these drivers are going and they're donating either winnings or they're donating so much money to maybe the COVID-19 virus, some of the things with relief there and trying to do things. But Bubba Wallace, it was just completely just, to me, uncalled for on Sunday that he made quite the scene that himself. And also, it was amazing to see the sponsor come back and just literally plaster him on Twitter and tell him, bye-bye, Bubba, you're through, and then sent him a Donald Trump picture on the second tweet and told him, you're fired. And I thought it was just really interesting out of the whole thing. It brought out the Bristol, I think, in everything again, the tension, the fighting, the beating, the banging, it kind of brought out the old memories of Bristol.
Now, for Bubba Wallace, is that something, when we know that the sponsor is gone for the iRacing, is that something that can impact him when we go back to the track? Is there any sense of that right now?
Well, it could. I mean, Dale Jr. has talked about this a little bit on his podcast, and he has talked a little bit to some of the other reporters, and he says, you know, whether it's iRacing or whether you're in the car, you are trying to go and you are trying to at least put over positive relations and positive vibes to these people and telling them, you know, you've got this sponsorship. You've got to go and you've got to be one of the most upstanding people at that point to really promote that name. When you quit or you just absolutely just go to pieces over it, you just walk out of the simulator or whatever, then you're viewed by some people as a quitter. And then they think, well, if you're not that committed to this, which everybody else seems to be having fun with it, except for Daniel Suarez and Kyle Larson, then maybe it's time to drop some sponsorship. We don't know where Blue MU might end up at. They might end up on another car here in iRacing. And I know they've had a sponsorship at one time or another with Richard Petty Motorsports. That may have been all in fun. Who knows? But now the way the media reported it this past first part of the week, they treated as though it was a very serious thing. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., also on his podcast, he treated it as a very serious offense is the way he called it.
Well, it's got to be serious because these are being presented in a TV format with all the seriousness that we can give to it. Because it is something that's entertaining right now. It's something keeping the NASCAR fans engaged. So, but there are different levels of the racers taking it seriously, the drivers taking it seriously. And obviously, Byron's one who took it seriously. You had some interesting comments from him after the race about how he, you mentioned his extensive experience in iRacing, but he felt like that working on the simulator in the off season, relative to Bristol specifically, was really helpful for him in this race.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think that a lot of these drivers, they really take that simulator time seriously, and they get themselves prepared in such a way that it gets them ready for that moment. Now, given it's not 500 laps, it's not the same kind of situation as I got into a year or two ago when Darrell Waltrip took me around the track there for about 10 laps and made my head spin before it's over with. There's not those sort of things with it. But it's 150 laps. It still gives you an idea of what sort of things you can expect at Bristol. And the same thing for the bigger tracks, Talladega, Daytona, all of those tracks. Hey, they even talk about Watkins Glen being a simulator. They ran this past week, first part of the week, in an IndyCar series race at the Skip Barber School in a virtual world. And they raced there. Watkins Glen is what they did. And so it went off really well. Matter of fact, they're having short track racing tonight on NBC Sports. It's going to be the eSports Short Track Challenge. They're going to be racing at Myrtle Beach. They haven't raced at Myrtle Beach since, gosh, I guess it was back 2000, something like that, maybe back in the late 90s. But they haven't raced since then at Myrtle Beach. And so a lot of these drivers are going back, and they're driving the simulator. And we've still got to get prepared, too, before it's over with. North Wilkesboro is going to show up on one of those short track challenges. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and some of them went together, and they got together in all this, and they said, let's go and get this thing copied almost exactly the way that it used to be at North Wilkesboro. And they cleaned the track up, and then they started digitally taking pictures of the entire track and the 3D layout for it. So now they're getting ready for North Wilkesboro. So it's definitely a serious thing out of it that these drivers are taking serious though.
So with Easter weekend coming up, this would normally be a break in the schedule anyway. So nothing going on this weekend, right, in iRacing context?
No, they're going to honor – everything's going to be honoring the Easter holiday coming up this weekend. Generally, the way they used to do it in NASCAR, I know they wouldn't run on either Easter or Mother's Day, so they're kind of holding out on that right now.
So what's the word – of course, it's all dependent upon, I'm sure, the public health situation, but what is the latest maybe from behind the scenes in NASCAR that you're aware of as of right now in terms of just what the holding pattern is, I guess, in terms of, being able to maybe eventually get back out on the track?
Well, for us, if we're Virginia media that are covering a Virginia race, Martinsville doesn't look too promising right now at this point with the governor's stay at home thing is what he said. And that's running through June 10th. So Martinsville may very well be off the schedule, but from the sound of it, the Coca-Cola 600 and the All-Star race are still being planned, and they're still planning on going through with the Charlotte Motor Speedway. If that's the case, I think that you'll see some media down there covering it. There's not going to be a lot, I'm sure, because of the scare. And I don't even know if it all depends on what the North Carolina governor is going to declare by that time toward the end of the month of May. I know they've got so many orders right now that are running that it's kind of hard to keep track of, but it looks like Charlotte is still a go at this point, and the All-Star race is still a go. They may even put them on the same weekend. They may move that All-Star race from the week before the Memorial Day weekend and just put the All-Star race on a Saturday and then have them race on Sunday.
I mean, there's a lot of good news. Crystal Graham and I did a news podcast a little while ago, Facebook Live a couple hours ago now. There's a lot of good news. The measures are working much better than expected. Virginia expected to peak with about a quarter of hospital beds taken up, basically three quarter of capacity not even being used. This should be good news, but yeah, the governor here is not stayed off for now, at least his June 10th order. In fact, today throwing out that he's going to cancel the May 5th elections and push them back to November. So yeah, that doesn't look good for Martinsville. But I guess we should feel good that things are definitely improving from a public health standpoint. And the more they improve now, the more likely we'll see racing, whether it's, you know, in a few weeks, certainly as we get towards summer, if current trends continue, that should be positive news for all of us, plus for us sports fans and NASCAR fans in particular. So what's the situation? We talk about this sometimes, Rod, with you and your day job, the job that pays your bills for you as a teacher. How are things going for you in terms of your teaching job?
Right now we're going into, we've passed by the third week that we were out. We have returned. Matter of fact, my wife and I returned back to school on Thursday when we were allowed into the school. We had to have 10 or less in the building. We had to have our temperature taken almost immediately walking through the building. Everything was cleaned up. Everything has been sanitized and so forth. But we had to limit our time there. We were kind of in staggered schedules. We put together assignments and some other things for some of the students that still do not have computer access. They had hoped to be able to have some computers working for them using some Chromebooks. That hasn't panned out the way that they had hoped it would, but they have also established some hotspots around Dickinson County where my wife and I work. And so there's some glimmers of hope right there with that. And the school right now, I think, is pretty much written off anything to have to do with trying to get in graduation or prom or any of these other special events. But we just got a letter this afternoon that said that they are going to try to have graduation and they are going to try to have prom. The question is when it's going to take place. You know, the Virginia High School League has still kind of got this thing in mind with some of these athletes, these spring sports athletes, that they could have a season still yet. Now, I don't know how that's going to really go because, you know, May is we're getting into April, and then of course May would be an important time, but the governor might have to rescind that back and say, okay, I think we can kind of lighten up a little bit and maybe try to have some athletic events, but caution on so many people going to the games and so forth. So that may be part of it, but I don't know if the games will get in. I really don't know if the senior year will really pan out for some of these players in spring sports or not. I really don't know. And so you're getting into June and July, and that's traditional summertime. And I just don't know if people are going to be willing to kind of wait around for something like that. That's my big question.
Yeah, I think just hearing the news about still the idea of having graduation in your school system is a positive development, and a prom working in that direction. It shows that there's a lot of positivity. Again, the numbers look great. I'm a numbers person. I don't get to do any sports analysis right now, so I'm throwing all my brain power, whatever there's left, into the public health numbers, and they actually look really good. Certainly
well, here's better. Here's one for you. Look on the Virginia Department of Health website, and you'll find that there is only one county in far southwest Virginia that has had no coronavirus cases reported. And knocking on wood, that's Dickinson County. They're the only ones right now. But given that, that's a good thing. But today we heard that starting tomorrow, the local health provider in our immediate area, Ballad Health, they went through a big merger with Wellmont here several years ago, Mountain States and Wellmont. They are going to be furloughing 1,300 employees starting tomorrow, mainly because of what you mentioned. And that was the fact of they don't have the beds filled. The capacity's not there. So that's a good thing that you said, but this is also the downside to it.
Yeah, our effectiveness measures are very effective and almost too much so. And then that only leads us to think that things are going to lift. So we're talking, the thrust of this show is sports, obviously, at the start. But, you know, if public health improves, we'll get back to economic life that's somewhat normal. Then the schools can get back to some normalcy. And then, Rod, we can send you to some NASCAR races. That's the important thing at the end of all of this. Yeah. We can get our health back in order. Then we can have some fun when this is all said and done, right?
I would agree with that, yes.
Well, for our viewers out there, thank you for joining us here on the show. And we'll have Rod, we'll have you back on next week. We'll preview next weekend's race. We won't have anything to talk about from this weekend with the Easter break. But we'll get you back on next week, and we'll talk some more NASCAR iRacing.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Hopefully, we'll have some good news. I know tomorrow I've got to, I think tomorrow I'm sitting in on a teleconference tomorrow with Jimmy Johnson. NASCAR is having a teleconference tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So maybe we might get some news shed on the subject of how soon is it going to be before we go back racing. Jimmy Johnson may know, and the NASCAR big wigs, I think they know what's going on. They have talked to President Trump, and President Trump has been in touch with them about that. So the question is now, are we going to see baseball? Or are we going to see racing anytime soon? The NBA maybe is kind of, I don't know, iffy right now at this point, but it looks like NASCAR and baseball might be getting back to action here by about May or June. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, Rod, if you have any news on that tomorrow after that conference call, let us know. And if we can, let's get back together. And if there's news to share there, we'll keep that in mind. How about that? We'll keep in mind that we may have some news from you tomorrow on that, and we'll definitely be following those developments.
That'd be great. We'll do that.
All right. Well, thanks again for your time, and thanks to our viewers out there for your time. And we'll talk to you again soon.